Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Bad Food Bible, How and Why to Eat Sinfully by Aaron Carroll, M.D. Performed by Jeff Cummings and Kate Rudd. For Amy, because she doesn't get nearly enough credit. She also makes everything in my life better, even when I eat.
Forward. We live in hard times for people who simply want to eat. Normally, that is, in a way that would be recognizable to our ancestors, aiming for no more than a tasty meal eaten to satisfaction with a feeling of pleasure. Now, instead, we sit down to dinner in trepidation, our heads swirling with a chorus of wasps whispering, "Eat only good foods, beware the bad." This moral freight has weighed so heavily on our food choices that one would expect insurrection to be just around the corner. And indeed, here it is. The Bad Food Bible, a satisfying book that challenges the very notion of food morality and frees us up for some seriously delicious, sinful eating. Dr. Aaron Carroll is no knee-jerk heretic. A thoughtful professor of pediatrics who came to the field of nutrition on a simple quest to learn how to better advise his patients, as well as improve his own diet, he found himself mired in the inevitable dizzying array of experts with radically different opinions about diet, doused in heavy judgmental language. We don't need an opinion poll to know that Americans are weary of feeling guilty and confused about their food choices. Carroll feels the same. And in his efforts to drill down to some nutritional terra firma, he's taken a refreshingly rigorous scientific approach. That is to say, Carroll earns his contrarian views the hard way. Not only does he dig into a great deal of scientific literature, but more important, he also weighs and prioritizes it. This is a far more rare and valiant feat than you might imagine. One of the biggest problems in nutrition over the past 50 years has been how all data, the good and bad, the weak and strong alike, have been stirred into one big, undifferentiated pot. Evidence from so-called observational studies, which can only show associations, has been given equal footing with a more rigorous kind of data, from randomized controlled trials. As Carroll explains, only
sample complete. Ready to continue?